welcome to a special update, 22A, of the Not the Wikipedia Weekly. The ARPCon have finally made a statement, and we'll be discussing that today. With us are Mitch.
Hello.
Okay, the official statement was posted on the Request for Arbitration page today. Is by Charles Matthews and states it's an official statement of the ARPCon on the matter, and hopefully really is this time. Charles Matthews writes, Orange Marlin was handled in a way normally reserved for serious socking. The matter is weighty with wide ramifications. Even so, a number of arbitrators were, in the end, and after review of the case, not convinced from the need of such summary implementation. This course of events could have been avoided by better use of internal ARPCon communications, and is not going to set any precedent for the future. He then goes on with a where we go from here, which says that the decision is not in effect and is vacated, and the evidence cited by FT2 is now considered the submission of a request for arbitration, which will proceed as normally. However, FT2 has written on his talk page that he believes that it did have some support and says, quote, the supportive posts I have seen on ARBL have included, some people or more than one of these, a statement for doing a decent job and careful checking with others in Orange Marlin, a number of moral supports, two explicit supports of commendation, one proposal of votes of confidence, a clarification that the status of the decision on Orange Marlin was correctly reported, a confirmation that at least one matter was not carefully read by others and should have been, and a fair few hang-in-theres. In short, the clarification does not clarify as well as it could be. We have a statement by Charles Matthew that, in the end, after review of the case, some arbitrators were not convinced of the need for such summary implementation, which implied that, in the beginning, many arbitrators were convinced of a need to hold the case in secret. As well, the clarification of the status of the decision on Orange Marlin being correctly reported that FT2 cites, if FT2 speaks truly, means that at least two arbitrators, FT2 included, thought that the secret trials that proved so controversial were the correct procedure. Mitch, would you care to comment on this or provide more evidence from the administrators known as board?
J.P. Gordon seems to have added that a little bit after what Kim Bruning had posted, 1726 this morning, in my time at least, that we're pretty good at everyone acting honestly here, honestly. There's an edit conflict from J. Sweet, who adds, J.P. Gordon, I'd be careful when saying more at this point. We do some things by consensus and some things by vote. And FT2 mistook where the line between them was. Seems to imply that there was a majority vote to uphold a secret ARPCon regarding Orange Marlin, in which he had no opportunity to offer defense. This may not be something the committee wants to say right now. I reiterate what I said before. The immediate issue has been dealt with. The purported ARPCon ruling against Orange Marlin is invalid. For everything else, we can wait. Like I said, the community knows damn well that the community's faith in them is shaking. And I trust more than anyone who wants to address this in due course. Let's wait. Well, by the sounds of it, that Orange Marlin is off the hook for now. And, well, I'd like to have to see where things go from here, because we never know, this could cause a real big shakeup in the arbitration committee, and this is not good for Wikipedia, especially if it gets brought out on other sites. Any comments you make here?
Indeed. Certainly, the handling of this and the dissension in ARPCon work out to airing the dirty linen of the ARPCon in public, and do serve to reduce faith in the ARPCon among the Wikipedia populace. And that is the situation as we know it at the moment. We shall resume with more news and commentary tonight. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Bye.